All right, it's your sister girl, Robin Knight, here with your Nighttime Report. And with this weekend being the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the marches that went down in Selma, I have a granddad not only on the line with me. And granddad, tell people about your experience with the marches.
Well, I was a college student at the University of Missouri in 1965, and a rabbi of the Jewish faith asked me, did I want to go to Selma? And, of course, at that time, I wasn't altogether aware of what was going on in Selma, but because I had to work and start to get married and things like that. But anyway, he convinced me that I should go because they didn't have a lot of black faces. But more importantly, the Jewish people yielded to the command by King to actually come to Selma. So that's how I got to go. On a bus, it took me all night and all day to get to from Columbia, Missouri to Selma, Alabama. And I was really scared.
You weren't? Now, why were you scared?
Yeah. I was scared because we had to travel through the state of Mississippi. And I remember actually going through Mississippi and really kind of sliding down in the seat because I didn't know whether I had made the right decision to go or not. Mm. But nothing happened on the way, except we never got out to eat. We did get out to use the restroom, but we never got out to eat until we got to Selma.
Okay.
And I think overall, the lesson it taught me was how severe race relations were, and it never left me from that time. In fact, I think every day I, in some way, try to do something to be grateful and mindful of what happened in Selma.
Well, I know I definitely thank you for all that you've done. And when he mentioned that you were in college, you were at the University of Missouri Columbia, correct?
Right. That's exactly right. I was just about to be a senior. And then, of course, the following August was when I got married. But there was a whole lot going on. But the guy just chose me out of a crowd to ask me, did I want to go? I think it was because they didn't have a lot of black faces going. And I think he just chose me. And so after that, the rabbi and I got to be real good friends and worked on several projects together. But the real thing was, you know, the nation responded to King's call to come to Selma. And that's what I was a part of.
Well, again, I want to thank you for all that you've done and continue to do for our city here in Kansas City. Okay, Granddad?
Thank you so much, Robin.
Thanks.
And you as well.